It's a privilege to be here today.
Det er privilegium at være her i dag.
I've had the joy of being in Aalborg all weekend.
Jeg har været glæden af at være i Aalborg hele weekenden.
And I haven't even been blown away by the strong winds and the delightful weather.
Og jeg er blevet blown away med at det stærke vejr og dejlige ja, vejr.
But I just feel very at home here.
Men jeg føler mig hjemme her.
I feel less and less like a guest.
Jeg føler mig mindre og mindre som en gæst.
And feel like I get the joy of just partnering with you guys and.
Jeg føler, jeg får glæden af at være sammen med jer.
And helping build whatever God wants to do in this place.
Og hjælpe med at bygge, hvad end Gud vil bygge på deres sted.
And it's exciting.
Og det er opmuntrende.
We had a great time on Friday night with the youth.
Vi havde en fed tid fredag aften med de unge.
And part of what I do is travel around and speak at youth groups.
Og en del af det jeg gør er at rejse rundt og tale til ungdomsgrupper.
So I get a sense of what God is doing around the country and sometimes around Europe.
Så jeg har en fornemmelse af hvad Gud han gør rundt omkring i landet og i Europa.
And it is really good what's happening here.
Og det er virkelig godt hvad der sker her.
God's really moving.
Gud bevæger sig virkelig.
And I'm going to pray into that at the end of the message.
Og jeg vil bede ind i det og bringe et budskab.
Because I feel like God has got something to say about that or something he wants us to pray over that.
For jeg føler Gud har noget at sige ind i det og noget vi skal bede ind i det.
But before we do it.
Men før
vi gør det. Why don't we come around the word of the Lord?
Så lad os komme omkring Guds ord.
Dekano, simple hand.
Sådan.
Here we go. Er du klar, Rasmus?
Ja, så klar.
You're doing so good. Here we go. Philippians chapter 4 verses 10 to 13 says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Now that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, which means humiliated, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned to be both full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Okay, den kommer på dansk her. Jeg glæder mig meget i Herren over, at I nu omsider har ladet jeres omsorg for mig blomstre op. Det havde jeg også tidligere i sinde, men ikke mulighed for. Ikke sådan at forstå, at jeg har manglet noget, for jeg har lært at nøjes med, hvad jeg har. Jeg kender til at have ringekår, og jeg kender til at have overflod. I et og alt er jeg indviet både at være mæt og at sulte, både at have overflod og at lide mangel. Alt formår jeg i ham, der giver mig kraft.
Let's pray.
Lad os bede.
God, I just thank you for what's in your heart today.
Gud, vi takker dig for hvad der er på dit hjerte i dag.
Give us ears to hear what you want to say.
Giv os ører til at høre hvad du vil sige.
God, I pray that we would open our hearts and our spirits.
Gud, vi beder, at vi må åbne vores hjerter og vores ånd.
And to respond to your word.
Til at svare på dit ord.
And allow you to move us from glory to glory.
Og tillade dig at bevæge os fra herlighed til herlighed.
And become more like you.
Og blive mere som dig.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Silas kind of gave it away a little bit before.
Silas har allerede afsløret det lidt før.
But I am one of these families that is blessed with wonderful, energetic children.
Men jeg er en af den familie, som er velsignet med energiske børn.
You know, sometimes.
Nogle gange.
You know, we as a family can be a little bit extra.
Kan vi godt være lidt ekstra som familie?
If you know what I mean.
Hvis I forstår, hvad jeg mener.
And it wasn't that long ago, some weeks ago.
Og det er ikke længe siden, nogle uger siden.
I had to take my oldest son Matthias for a little procedure.
Så tog jeg min ældste søn Matthias til en procedure.
Yeah, medical procedure.
Ah, til lægen.
So he, yeah, lige præcis til lægen. Nemlig. He had this lump in his arm.
Han havde en klump i sin arm.
And the doctor said, oh, it's fine, it's okay.
Og lægen siger, det er fint, det er okay.
But we can cut it out if you would like.
Vi kan skære det ud, hvis I vil.
And so the day came where I took Matthias to the doctor.
Så en dag kom, hvor jeg tog Matthias med til lægen.
And understandably, he was a little bit nervous.
Og forståeligt nok, så var han nervøs.
But you know, he was okay, and he was feeling like he had enough courage.
Men han var okay. Det føltes som om han havde okay mod.
And we sat down and talked to the doctor.
Og vi satte os ned og talte med lægen.
And he said, "Now, Matthias, you can leave it if you want."
Og han sagde, Mathias, du kan lade det være, hvis du vil.
And it'll be fine. It just might irritate you a bit for years.
Og det vil være fint, men det vil måske irritere dig i nogle år.
But we can choose to remove it.
Eller vi kan vælge at fjerne det.
And he said,
og han sagde,
I think we can remove it.
Jeg tror, vi skal fjerne det.
And I thought, that's a good choice.
Det er et godt valg.
We were all smiling and happy.
Vi smilede, alle var glade.
And everything was good.
Og alt var godt.
Until the doctor brought the needle out.
Indtil lægen bragte nålen ud.
Then all of a sudden it wasn't such a good idea.
Så var det lige pludselig ikke så god en idé.
And I was like, Mathias, it's okay. This will be over just in a moment.
Og jeg sagde, Mathias, det er okay. Det her, det er slut lige om lidt.
And so the doctor puts the needle in his arm.
Og så putter lægen nålen i armen.
And things go from 0 to 3 million, just like that.
Og så går det fra 0 til 300 millioner, sådan der.
Ah, what's going on?
Ah, hvad sker der her?
It hurts.
Det gør ondt.
He's trying to lift himself up off the bench.
Prøv at løfte ham op af bænken.
And I'm trying to be caring, but also like pin him down.
Og jeg prøver at være flink og samtidig holde ham nede.
I'm like promising him everything.
Jeg lover ham alt muligt.
Here, let's watch YouTube.
Her, lad os se YouTube.
Should we go get a slush ice afterwards?
Skal vi købe slush ice bagefter?
And it was just total chaos for a moment.
Og det var totalt kaos et øjeblik.
And then peace.
Og så fred.
When the anesthetic set in, everything was fine.
Og så blev alting fint bagefter.
And you know, the doctor did his thing, and we left the surgery, and we went to 7-Eleven and had a slush ice together.
Og efter behandlingen tog vi til 7-Eleven og fik en slush ice sammen.
And we had a moment where I looked at him.
Og vi havde et øjeblik, hvor jeg kiggede på ham.
And I said, "Isn't it good to know?"
Og jeg sagde, er det ikke godt at vide,
that you can do hard things.
At du kan gøre svære ting.
Aren't you glad?
Er du ikke glad?
It was hard for a moment.
Det var hårdt et øjeblik.
And you could be in it.
Og du kunne være i det.
Ish. But now it's done.
Men nu er det sket.
And he was so excited about that.
Og han var så begejstret for det.
And what I love about this verse.
Og jeg elsker ved det her vers.
It's quite a famous verse.
Det er et meget kendt vers.
You know, many of us Christians know this one.
Mange af os kristne kender det.
And maybe people have different kind of interpretations of this word.
Og måske har folk forskellige tolkninger af de vers.
You know, they get it tattooed in all kinds of places.
De får det tatoveret alle mulige steder.
You know, they believe it means.
De tror på, hvad det betyder.
Certain things.
Der er bestemte ting.
But first.
Men først.
Before we look at what it can do in our lives.
Før vi ser på, hvad det kan gøre i vores liv.
Let's look at what it doesn't mean.
Så lad os se på, hvad det ikke betyder.
The first thing this passage doesn't mean.
Det første, det her ikke betyder.
That I can do all things.
At jeg kan gøre alle ting.
As in everything.
Som i alting.
I can do all things through Christ.
Jeg kan gøre alting
that,
i Kristus.
That doesn't mean I can do everything.
Det betyder ikke, at jeg kan gøre alting.
You know, this is what I mean.
Det er det her, jeg mener.
There's some things we can't do.
Der er nogle ting, vi ikke kan gøre.
Or things we shouldn't do.
Eller ting vi ikke burde gøre.
For example.
For eksempel.
I will never be.
Jeg vil aldrig være.
A ballet dancer.
En balletdanser.
I will never be a ballet dancer.
Jeg vil aldrig være en balletdanser.
Now you might be sitting there thinking.
Måske sidder du her og tænker.
Joel, where is your faith?
Joel, hvor er din tro?
Where is your faith?
Hvor er din tro?
God can do miracles.
Gud kan gøre mirakler.
Yes.
Ja. Yeah.
But you know what God also has?
Men ved du, hvad Gud også har?
Empathy.
Empati.
Nobody needs to see that.
Ingen har brug for at se det.
And gravity and I are not friends most of the time.
Og tyngdekraften og jeg er ikke venner det meste af tiden.
God does miracles, but God also has standards.
Gud gør mirakler, men Gud har også standarder.
And there's just things that I shouldn't do.
Og der er bare ting, jeg ikke burde gøre.
You know, I've met lots of people who say, I've got a worship ministry.
Jeg har mødt mange mennesker, der har sagt, at jeg skal være i lovsangsledelsen.
But why can't you sing?
Men hvorfor kan du så ikke synge?
Maybe there's some things that you're not meant to do.
Måske er der nogle ting, det ikke er meningen, du skulle
and
gøre.
And I think God's pretty chill about that.
Og jeg tror, Gud er rimelig chill omkring
and
det.
And that's not what it means.
Det er ikke det, det betyder.
I can't do everything.
Du kan ikke gøre alting.
The second thing it doesn't mean.
Den anden ting, det ikke betyder.
Is that I can do all things.
At jeg kan gøre alting.
At once or the same time.
På én gang hele, altså på samme tidspunkt.
You know, when we're faith-filled people,
trosfyldte mennesker,
we're going to take the world for Jesus.
Siger, vi tager verden for Jesus.
We're going to take every battle and every project and every single idea at the same time.
Vi tager enhver kamp og alting på samme tid.
We got to reach people for Jesus.
Vi skal nå mennesker for Jesus.
So we got to start this and do this and do that.
Så vi starter med det her, det her, det her.
Right now.
Lige nu.
That's not how it works.
Så det er ikke sådan, det virker.
No matter how productive we wish to be,
uanset hvor produktive vi vil ønske vi var,
God also has a decided pace for us.
Så har Gud også besluttet en pace, en hvor lang tid vi bruger på det,
and a rhythm in our lives.
En rytme i vores liv,
where we don't have to do everything at the same time.
Hvor vi ikke behøver at gøre alting på samme tid.
You know, there has to be space for rest.
Der er nødt til at være plads til ro.
For Sabbath.
Til sabbat.
For waiting on God.
Til at vente på Gud.
For taking things one step at a time.
Til at tage ting et skridt ad gangen.
The third thing it doesn't mean.
Den tredje ting det ikke betyder.
Is that we can do all things.
At vi kan gøre alting.
As in whatever we want.
Som i alt hvad vi vil.
You know, of course God is gracious.
Selvfølgelig er Gud nådig.
But he doesn't condone stupid behavior.
Men han accepterer ikke dum adfærd.
I'm speaking to myself.
Jeg taler til mig selv.
Being a ballet dancer would be stupid behavior.
Det ville være dumt at være en balletdanser.
It would be reckless and irresponsible.
Det ville være uansvarligt.
But it says in Corinthians that everything is permissible.
Men i Korintherbrevet står der, at alt er tilladt.
But not everything is beneficial.
Men ikke alt gavner.
So there's some things we want to do in our life.
Så der er nogle ting vi gerne vil gøre.
And we could be allowed to do.
Som det kunne være tilladt os at gøre.
But God says no, maybe that's not the best thing to use your time on either.
Måske det er ikke den bedste ting at bruge din tid på heller.
What we're looking at in this scripture.
Det vi ser på i det her skriftsted.
In reality is it's a wonderfully wise scripture.
Er i virkeligheden et vist vers.
That implies that things can go well.
Det siger at ting kan gå godt.
And things can go badly for us.
Og ting kan gå dårligt for os.
And that's called life.
Og det hedder livet.
And in the middle of all of that.
Og i midten af alt det.
We can be content.
Kan vi være tilfredse?
When I'm having a bad day.
Når jeg har en dårlig dag.
Hanna min glæde. Hanna min. I'm not gonna.
Jeg vil ikke.
Hvorfor ikke? Nej, I'm kidding. I cannot do all things.
Jeg kan gøre alting.
You know, and what contentment breeds in our life.
Og det tilfredshed giver i vores liv.
Is character and perspective.
Er karakter og perspektiv.
When there's things that we can't control.
Når der er ting vi ikke kan kontrollere.
And we shouldn't control.
Og ikke burde kontrollere.
Gives place for God to be in control.
Giver det plads til at Gud kan være i kontrol.
And the fruit of the Spirit to be perfected in us.
Og åndens frugt kan blive gjort perfekt i os.
So this is the perspective.
Så det er perspektivet.
And Paul is writing the scripture.
Og Paulus skriver de her skriftsteder.
Because he's actually going through stuff.
Fordi han faktisk går igennem ting.
At that time.
På det tidspunkt.
You know, he said, "At last, your care has flourished for me again."
Han siger, endelig har jeres omsorg kommet til mig.
In other words,
med andre ord,
that he hasn't had much provision coming in.
Så han ikke fået meget støtte fra dem.
But he's saying, "I'm not here to talk about that."
Han siger, jeg har ikke for at tale om det.
I'm talking about how I can get through regardless.
Jeg taler om hvordan jeg kan komme igennem det uanset hvad.
Or whether I have little or whether I have much.
Om jeg har meget eller lidt.
And in verse 14, if you go a little later in the chapter,
og i vers 14, hvis du går lidt længere hen i kapitlet,
he says, "You have done well to share with me in my present difficulty."
Så siger han, I har gjort meget for at støtte mig i min nuværende lidelse.
So he's actually talking from a place of suffering.
Så han taler faktisk fra et sted med lidelse.
And let's be honest with ourselves.
Og lad os være ærlige over for os selv.
You know, when we think about I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Når vi tænker på at vi kan gøre alting gennem Kristus der giver os kraft.
That matters to us most when things are difficult.
Så betyder det mest for os når ting er svære.
Or when we're facing hard times.
Når vi står over for svære tider.
I jumped in my car this morning and drove to church.
Jeg hoppede ind i bilen den her morgen og kørte i kirke.
And at the end of getting here.
Og da jeg kom herfrem.
I didn't drop to my knees and go, "Thank you, Lord."
Så faldt jeg ikke på mine knæ og sagde tak Gud.
I can do all things through Christ.
Jeg kan gøre alting i Kristus.
Now when I drive in the car with Silas.
Når jeg kører med bilen med Silas.
I'm praying under my breath, "Thank you,
så
Lord."
Så beder jeg stille og roligt. Tak Gud.
I can do all things.
Jeg kan gøre alting.
Give me strength.
Giv mig styrke.
It's in the difficult times.
Det er i de svære tider.
That these things happen.
At de her ting sker.
Now you could argue.
Du kunne argumentere for.
Maybe you're the person sitting in this room.
At måske er det dig der sidder i det her rum.
And you're experiencing so much success right now.
Og du oplever så meget succes lige nu.
And so much blessing.
Og så meget velsignelse.
That it's hard for you to keep your eyes on Jesus.
At det faktisk er svært for dig at holde dine øjne fokuseret på Jesus.
And maybe you need his strength.
Og du har brug for hans styrke.
To be content.
Til at være tilfreds.
Or humble.
Eller ydmyg.
But that's probably not the most of us.
Men det er nok ikke de fleste af os.
But God bless you. This is for
Gud
you too.
Velsigne dig. Det er også for dig.
But I'm going to talk to the people today.
Men jeg vil tale til de folk i dag.
Who are having a hard time.
Som har en svær tid.
Who need a reminder.
Som har brug for en påmindelse.
That not just I can do all things.
Ikke bare at jeg kan gøre alting.
But I can do hard things.
Men jeg kan gøre svære ting.
Through Christ.
Igennem Kristus.
Who strengthens me.
Som giver mig styrke.
You know, there's a lot of discussion at the moment.
Der er meget diskussion for tiden.
That there is a segment of people in our society that are facing hard things.
At der er et segment i vores samfund der oplever svære ting.
And that is our young people.
Og det er vores unge mennesker.
They say we are in the middle of a thriving crisis.
De siger vi er midt i en trivselskrise.
You can see it all through the media.
Du kan se det igennem alle medier.
There's some slides there.
Der er nogle slides her.
What's hard about being young?
Det der er svært ved at være ung.
Isn't it all fun and freedom?
Er det ikke bare sjovt og frihed?
This is why we need to prioritize youth ministry.
Det er derfor vi har brug for at prioritere ungdomsarbejde.
Because when you're young, you are wrestling with important issues.
For når du er ung, så kæmper du med svære problemer.
You are simply not equipped by experience to deal with.
Som du simpelthen ikke er klar til, trænet til at klare ud fra din erfaring.
Young people feel that some of the most important decisions come.
Unge mennesker oplever, at nogle af de vigtigste beslutninger kommer.
In a time where they are least prepared to make them.
På et tidspunkt, hvor de er mindst klar til at tage dem.
You know, challenges of identity.
Udfordringer som identitet.
Challenges of social environment.
Udfordringer som sociale miljøet.
Making decisions that impact the direction of your life.
Beslutninger der påvirker resten af dit liv.
For Christian young people.
For unge kristne.
Understanding what is God's plan for my life.
At forstå hvad er Guds plan for mit liv.
These things weigh heavy on all of our minds.
Det her det ligger tungt på alle vores sind.
Especially the young people.
Specielt unge mennesker.
But when the Bible says I can do all things.
Men når Bibelen siger jeg kan gøre alting.
Or I can do hard things.
Eller jeg kan gøre svære ting.
Through Christ, what does that mean?
Gennem Kristus. Hvad betyder det så?
I don't know if you've seen this video online before.
Jeg ved ikke om du har set den her video online før.
But when I have a hard day,
men når jeg har en svær dag,
sometimes I find myself praying.
Så finder jeg nogle gange mig selv bedende.
Oh Jesus, take the wheel.
Åh Jesus, tag rattet.
I don't know if you've seen this video.
Jeg ved ikke om du har set den her video.
How does this work? Okay, that's it.
Okay, det er det.
So how is it we do difficult things through Christ?
Så hvordan er det vi gør svære ting igennem Kristus?
Is it literally?
Er det bogstaveligt talt?
Jesus in flesh turning up and taking the steering wheel.
Jesus der kommer i kødet og tager rattet.
Is that how it works?
Er det sådan det virker?
If I had a Rubik's cube in my hand.
Hvis jeg havde en Rubik's cube i min hånd.
I have no idea how to solve that.
Jeg har ingen anelse om hvordan man løser den.
And I'm like, Jesus help me do this.
Vil jeg sige Jesus hjælp mig gøre det her.
Would Jesus in a robe walk through that door and take it physically out of my hand?
Vil Jesus så komme igennem døren her og tage den fysisk ud af min hånd?
Well, that's not no, he wouldn't do that.
Nej, det vil han ikke gøre.
Because he ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father.
Fordi han steg til himmels for at sidde ved Gud Faders højre hånd.
So how do we do all things through Christ?
Så hvordan gør vi alting igennem Kristus?
Well, this is what Jesus said in John 16 verse 7.
Det her var Jesus siger i Johannes 16 vers 7.
He said, but in fact it's best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you.
Men faktisk er det bedst for jer at jeg går væk, fordi hvis jeg ikke gør ved, vil talsmanden ikke komme. Hvis jeg går væk, vil jeg sende ham til jer.
So we can do.
Så vi kan gøre
hard things.
Svære ting.
Because Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit.
Fordi Jesus sendte os Helligånden.
And the benefit.
Og goden ved det.
Of that.
Ved det.
Is that the Holy Spirit is everywhere, all the time.
At Helligånden er alle steder hele tiden.
He is accessible everywhere, all the time.
Han er tilgængelig hele tiden. Alle steder.
Why can we do hard things?
Hvorfor kan vi gøre svære ting?
Through Christ.
Igennem Kristus.
But actually the Holy Spirit.
Som faktisk er med Helligånden.
Well, the first thing is because the Holy Spirit gives us power.
Den første ting er at Helligånden giver os kraft.
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
I Apostlenes Gerninger kapitel 1 vers 8.
It says you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you will be my witnesses telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Men I vil modtage kraft når Helligånden kommer over jer, og I skal være mine vidner, fortælle om mig overalt i Jerusalem, i Judæa og Samaria og til verdens ende.
Now that word, many of us know.
Og det ord kender mange af os.
Who've been in church for many years.
Vi har været i kirke mange år.
But if you don't, the original word is dynamis.
Men hvis du ikke så kender, så er det originale ord dynamis.
Which is the root word for dyne. You know that magical thing we sleep under, keeps us warm.
Som er roden for ordet dyne, det vi ligger under.
No, that's not true.
Det er ikke sandt.
Det er bare gas. Det er bare gas. Yes. But who loves their dyne? I love
my dyne. Hvem elsker deres dyne?
There's power.
Det, der er kraft.
The, anyway. Yeah, it's good.
Det er godt.
Now the word dynamis means ability and abundance.
Dynamis betyder evne og overflod.
It means might or power or strength.
Det betyder magt, kraft, styrke.
And in Acts 3, if you read that chapter,
i Apostlenes Gerninger 3, hvis du læser det kapitel,
it's one of the first miracles in the early church.
Det er en af de første mirakler i den tidlige kirke.
And Peter and John are on their way to the temple.
Peter og Johannes er på vej til templet.
And they get to this gate called the gate called Beautiful.
Og de kommer til den dør, der hedder Smuk.
And this beggar is sitting there, and he asks them for money.
Og der sidder en tigger, som spørger dem efter penge.
And these guys says that Peter and John looked at him intently.
Og Peter og Johannes så på ham intenst.
Being a pastor.
Og at være en præst.
I know the feeling.
Så kender jeg følelsen.
Someone comes to you and says, hey, can we have budget for that?
Nogle gange, kan vi få et budget til det?
We just look at them and go, oh.
Så kigger vi på dem og tænker,
what do we tell him?
Hvad fortæller vi dem?
They looked at him. They said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you."
De så på ham og sagde, "Jeg har ikke noget guld eller sølv til dig."
But what I do have, I'll give it to you.
Men det jeg har, vil jeg give til dig.
Get up in the name of Jesus Christ and walk.
Rejs dig i Jesu Kristi navn og gå.
Power.
Kraft.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Igennem Helligånden.
That's what He does give us.
Det er det han giver os.
Even if we feel we have money enough or not, I don't know.
Selvom vi føler om vi har penge nok eller ej.
I remember there was a youth conference back in my old church in Australia.
Der var en ungdomskonference i min gamle kirke i Australien.
And there was this crazy evening meeting we had one time.
Og der var en crazy aften vi havde på et tidspunkt.
We had a guest speaker called Benning Liebscher from Jesus Culture.
Vi havde en gæstetaler Ben Liebscher fra Jesus Culture.
And I was actually sitting on the drums that night.
Og jeg sad på trommerne den aften.
So I got to see all of the crazy stuff happening.
Så jeg kunne se alt det crazy der foregik.
And there was this young man by the name of Joe who came to our church.
Og der var den her unge mand som hed Joe der kom til kirken.
And Joe had a lot of difficulties.
Og han havde det ret svært med mange ting.
But many of it was stemming from his learning difficulties.
Men meget af det kom fra hans evne til ikke at kunne lære så nemt.
So he had severe dyslexia and a bunch of other things.
Så han var ikke så god til at læse og andre ting.
And there was a ministry time going on, and Banning was praying for people.
Og der var en tjeneste, og præsten bad for folk.
And then all of a sudden, this young man Joe runs from the back of the room up onto the stage.
Og pludselig løber Joe helt bagfra op på scenen.
And he's holding the conference flyer.
Han holder konferenceflyeren.
He grabs the microphone and starts reading out loud.
Han tager mikrofonen og begynder at læse højt.
And the whole place just erupts.
Og hele stedet går bare løs.
Yeah!
Yeah!
It's a total miracle.
Total mirakel.
And that sounds a little bit crazy.
Og det lyder lidt crazy.
But imagine how amazing that is for Joe.
Men forestil dig hvor fantastisk det er for Joe.
The guy who struggled to get work.
Ham der har svært ved at få arbejde.
The guy who couldn't do a university degree.
Ham der ikke kunne komme på universitetet.
It totally changed the course of his life.
Det forandrede totalt hans liv.
Nobody gave him a check of 50,000 crowns.
Ingen gav ham 50,000 kroner til check.
Somebody prayed for him.
Nogen bad for ham.
And the Holy Spirit came in power.
Og Helligånden kom med kraft.
So what was hard for him before?
Det der var svært for ham før.
Now he has the ability to do.
Nu har han muligheden for at gøre det.
And that is a very real possibility when you are a believer in Christ.
Og det er en meget reel mulighed når du er en troende på Kristus.
That the Holy Spirit can give you power and ability to do certain things you couldn't do before.
At Helligånden kan give dig mulighed, kan give dig kraft til at gøre ting du ikke kunne gøre før.
In many different ways.
På mange forskellige måder.
The second thing.
Den anden ting.
The Holy Spirit can do.
Som Helligånden kan gøre.
Is to give us guidance.
Er at give os vejledning.
In John 16, verse 13,
Johannes 16, vers 13,
says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he's heard. He will tell you about the future.
Når Helligånden sandhedens ånd kommer, vil han guide jer i al sandheden. Han vil ikke sige sit eget, men fortælle jer, hvad han har hørt. Han vil fortælle jer om fremtiden.
Now, in you know, the name advocate or parakletos, that original word.
Så navnet parakletos, fortaleren.
So one of those things is that it means helper or counselor.
Det betyder en hjælper, en vejleder.
We are guided with so many faced with so many decisions on a daily basis.
Vi står foran så mange beslutninger hver dag.
Some of these things are insignificant.
Nogle af dem er små ting.
Some of these things are really difficult.
Nogle af dem er virkelig svære.
But the Holy Spirit can guide us in both.
Men Helligånden kan hjælpe os med begge.
If we're open to his leading.
Hvis vi er åbne over for hans ledelse.
I will never forget some years ago I was preaching in Leipzig, Germany.
Jeg glemmer aldrig den gang jeg for nogle år siden prædikede i Leipzig, Tyskland.
I just like saying that Leipzig.
Jeg elsker bare at sige Leipzig.
It's Germany is just such a fun place to go to.
Tyskland er sådan et sjovt sted at komme til.
Schnell. Are there any Germans in the room?
Er der nogle tyskere i rummet?
Are you really, Sam? Okay. Sådan. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Hej.
Schön.
Skønt. Right. Skal jeg også sætte tysk?
Yeah. You're good at German?
Ein bisschen.
Ein bisschen. Ich bin ein Olborger. I don't know. Anyway.
Jeg er en Olborgenser.
I'm distracted. Okay. So I was preaching on a Sunday morning.
Så jeg prædikede en søndag morgen.
Maybe there was about 400 people in the room.
Der var måske 400 i rummet.
And it was mid-sermon, just like this.
Og der var midt i prædikenen, ligesom nu.
And there was a young man sitting on the second row.
Og der var en ung mand, der sad på anden række.
Now, I'm not prophesying over you, Alan, but it was like right there.
Og jeg profeterer ikke over dig, Alan, men det var lige der.
And mid-sermon, I had to stop, because the Holy Spirit was speaking to me.
Og midt i prædikenen var jeg nødt til at stoppe, fordi Helligånden talte til mig.
And he said, young man.
Han sagde, hey, unge mand.
God has called you to ministry.
Gud har kaldet dig til tjeneste.
And you can be sure of that.
Og det kan du være sikker på.
And just stand on that. And be free in it.
Og bare stå fast på det og være fri i det.
And then, I'm not making this up. So over in the next section, about 12 rows back.
Og jeg finder ikke på det her over i den anden sektion, 12 rækker tilbage.
You do the maths.
I gør matematikken.
There was a girl sitting over there.
Så var der en pige der sad derovre.
And I felt to speak over her.
Og nu tænker jeg skulle tale ind til hende.
I had no idea who these people were.
Jeg har ingen anelse om.
Never met them before.
Aldrig mødt dem før.
And I said, you also have a call from God to be in ministry.
Og jeg sagde, du har også et kald til tjenester for Gud.
And then I went back to my message.
Og så gik jeg tilbage til mit budskab.
And I thought to myself, who do you think you are?
Og jeg tænkte, hvem tror du er?
Do you think you're Oprah?
Tror du Oprah?
Standing on stage, you have a calling and you have a calling and you have a calling.
Du har en kaldelse, du har en kaldelse.
I was really nervous.
Jeg var meget nervøs.
I was like, I'm never going to get invited back to this church.
Jeg var sådan, jeg bliver aldrig inviteret tilbage til den her kirke.
After the service.
Efter gudstjenesten.
First the guy comes up to me.
Kommer først fyren op til mig.
And the girl comes up to me.
Og så kommer pigen op til mig.
And they're like, you have no idea what you have done.
Og de sagde, du har ingen anelse om, hvad du har gjort.
I'm so sorry.
Og jeg er så ked af det.
No, they said, he said, I am the church's youth leader.
Så sagde han, jeg er kirkens ungdomsleder.
And on Friday night we had such a bad night.
Og fredag aften havde vi sådan en dårlig aften.
That I thought today I'm going to quit.
At jeg tænkte i dag siger jeg op.
From ministry.
Fra tjeneste.
And one of the reasons why it was such a bad night.
Og en af grundene til det var sådan en dårlig aften.
Is because me and my girlfriend were arguing.
Var fordi jeg og min kæreste diskuterede.
About whether God had called us to be in together and in ministry together.
Om Gud havde kaldet os til at være sammen i tjeneste.
And that was her.
Og det var hende.
Sitting on the opposite side of the church.
Der sad i den modsatte ende af kirken.
So you could put the photo up.
Så du kan tage billedet op her.
So anyway, they kept dating and they've got married and they are pastoring together in Nuremberg in Germany.
Så de fortsatte med at date og
praise God.
Tjener nu sammen i Nürnberg i Tyskland.
Praise God.
Praise Gud.
Woo. Anyway. It's scary things like that.
Skræmmende, sådan nogle ting.
But they were in the middle of a difficult situation.
Men de var midt i en svær situation.
Didn't know what to do.
Vidste ikke hvad de skulle gøre.
And the Holy Spirit gave them very clear guidance.
Og Helligånden gav meget tydelig ledelse til dem.
And they could get through it.
Og de kunne komme igennem det.
This is the last thing the band can get ready.
Det her er den sidste ting, og bandet kan gøre sig
klar. The Holy Spirit can do.
Ja, hvad Helligånden kan gøre.
As I said that you know, Jesus says, if I don't send the advocate, won't come.
Som jeg sagde, hvis jeg ikke sender talsmanden.
That means helper and counselor.
Det betyder hjælper, vejleder.
Now, in other sections of the word, it says.
I andre sektioner betyder ordet.
In 2 Corinthians, it says that God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles.
I 2. Korintherbrev står der om Gud, al trøsts Gud, der trøster os i al lidelse.
In Romans 8 verse 6.
Og Romerne 8 vers 6.
It says now the mindset of the flesh is death.
Står der at Guds eller kødets sindelag er død.
But the mindset of the spirit is life and peace.
Men åndens sindelag er liv og fred.
So one of the roles that the Holy Spirit plays in our lives.
Så en af de roller som Helligånden spiller i vores liv.
Is to bring comfort and peace.
Er at bringe trøst og fred.
One of the fruit of the spirit is peace.
Et af åndens frugter er
and
fred
joy and
og glæde.
Alt muligt.
Og alt muligt.
Næsten alt muligt. You know, so what happens when things don't go to plan?
Så hvad sker der når ting ikke går som planlagt?
What happens when God hasn't answered your prayers yet?
Hvad sker der når Gud ikke har svaret på dine bønner endnu?
What happens when these situations you're in are hard but seem too hard to be in?
Hvad sker der når dine situationer er svære, men virker for svære for dig?
And I can't see or feel where God's power is in all of this.
Og jeg kan se eller føle hvor Guds kraft er i alt det her.
Or I can't hear his voice and what he's guiding me to do.
Eller jeg kan høre Guds stemme eller hvad han guider mig til at gøre.
What then?
Hvad så?
What use is my relationship with Jesus then?
Hvad kan jeg så bruge min relation til Jesus til?
What good is the Holy Spirit then?
Hvad gavner Helligånden så?
Well, he can give us comfort.
Han giver os trøst.
To be able to be in the things we can't understand.
Til at kunne være i de ting vi ikke forstår.
And to be honest,
og for at være ærlig,
there's a lot of things in life that will happen that we will not understand.
Så der er mange ting i livet som sker som vi ikke vil forstå.
But God can use anyone.
Men Gud kan bruge alle.
Or anything or any situation.
Eller alting eller enhver situation.
Or any moment.
Et hvert øjeblik.
To bring comfort.
For at bringe trøst.
And assurance in your life.
Og sikkerhed i dit liv.
Over the last couple of years.
I løbet af det sidste par år.
It's maybe been a little bit too difficult.
Har det måske været lidt for svært?
Than me and my wife would have liked it to be.
End min kone og jeg ville have ønsket.
For many different reasons.
Af mange forskellige grunde.
And you can be in that for a while.
Og du kan være i det i en tid.
And be okay with it.
Og være okay med
but
det.
But when it stretches on and on and on.
Men når det fortsætter og fortsætter og fortsætter.
You wonder, God, do you even notice?
Så overvejer du, Gud, ser du overhovedet det her?
What are you doing?
Hvad laver du?
You know, this year, in all honesty, we've had some difficulties with one of our children at school.
For at være ærlig, har vi haft det svært i år med vores børn og skolen.
It's been tough.
Det har været hårdt.
Financially, or whatever you want to say.
Eller hvad du vil sige.
Doing what we feel God's put in our heart in ministry.
Og gøre hvad Gud føler vi har kaldet os til med tjeneste.
My wife's been studying at the same time.
Min kone har læst samtidig.
And we've wondered, okay, God, when do we feel like we'll be thriving in this?
Og vi siger, okay, Gud, hvornår vil vi føle at vi trives i det her?
We were at a conference over the summer in the UK.
Vi var til en konference i England i sommer.
Seeking God,
og søge Gud,
worshiping God,
tilbede Gud,
leaning into His presence,
og læne sig ind i Hans nærvær.
And the sermons were good,
og prædikenerne var gode,
and the worship was good,
og lovsangen var god.
But then out of nowhere,
men ud af ingenting,
one of the photographers who's just serving on team,
så var der en af fotograferne,
walks up to my wife,
som kommer op til min kone,
and says, the Holy Spirit wants to say this to you,
og siger Helligånden vil sige det her til dig.
That God has heard every one of your prayers.
At Gud har hørt alle dine bønner.
He sees every one of your needs.
Han ser alle dine behov.
He knows about it.
Han kender til det.
It's going to be okay.
Og det skal være okay.
You're going to get through and you will have peace and you will have provision.
I kommer til at komme igennem og I vil få fred og I vil få alt hvad I har brug for.
What a moment.
Sikkert øjeblik.
Of healing.
Og helbredelse.
Of comfort.
Af trøst.
Oh God, I didn't know where that was going to come from.
Oh Gud, jeg vidste ikke hvor det ville komme fra.
I wasn't hearing it in my devotions.
Jeg hørte det ikke i mine andagter.
I wasn't hearing it in the sermons on stage.
Jeg hørte det ikke fra prædikenerne på scenen.
But out of nowhere, a photographer, we have no idea who they are.
Men ud af ingenting en fotograf, som vi ikke aner hvem er.
The Holy Spirit uses and comfort comes.
Han bruger Helligånden og trøster os.
That's what's amazing.
Det er det, der er fantastisk.
We can do all things through Christ.
Vi kan gøre alt igennem Kristus.
Who sent us the Holy Spirit.
Som sender os Helligånden.
Who can be everywhere.
Som kan være alle steder.
And anywhere.
Alle steder.
And use anyone.
Og bruge hvem som helst.
To bring power.
Til at bringe kraft.
Guidance.
Vejledning.
Or comfort.
Og trøst.
Today we have the opportunity.
I dag har vi muligheden.
To pray for you.
til at bede for jer.
Or to pray for people.
Jeg vil gerne bede for folk.
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Vi tror på Helligånden.
That he can minister personally to you.
At han kan betjene dig personligt.
And it'd be amazing to give that opportunity.
At det er fantastisk at have den mulighed.
Silas, we've got some people who can pray. You'll pray, or
Silas,
do you have a prayer team?
Folk, der vil bede.
You'll find some.
Silas, finder nogen.
I'm going to invite the worship team.
Og så vil jeg invitere lovsangsbandet
to come and lead us in worship.
Til at komme og lede os i lovsang.
But what I would like to do is open up this piece of floor space.
Men det jeg gerne vil gøre er at gøre den her plads hernede foran,
which for a bunch of reasons we sometimes call the altar,
som vi nogle gange af forskellige grunde kalder alteret.
But it's also just a great declaration.
Men det er også bare en fantastisk proklamation.
To get out of your seat and come forward.
At komme ud af dit sæde og komme frem.
As a signal of seeking and acknowledging.
Som et tegn på at søge og anerkende.
God, I want to encounter you.
Gud, jeg vil møde dig.
I need you.
Jeg har brug for dig.
I want to open my mind and my hearing and my spirit.
Jeg vil åbne mit sind og min hørelse og min ånd.
For you to minister to me.
Så du kan betjene mig.
And so if you want prayer for any one of those three things.
Så hvis du vil have bøn for en af de her tre ting.
If you're sitting here and you're like, God, I need your power or ability in this situation.
Du sidder og tænker, jeg har brug for Guds kraft eller evner i den her mulighed.
I need a miracle.
Jeg har brug for et mirakel.
We'll pray for you.
Så vil vi bede for dig.
And believe.
Og tro.
That the Holy Spirit will do what he can do.
At Helligånden vil gøre, hvad han kan gøre.
Or do you need guidance?
Eller har du brug for vejledning?
Do you need to hear the voice of God?
Har du brug for at høre Guds stemme?
Do you need a word?
Har du brug for et ord?
There's an opportunity to get prayer.
Så er der en mulighed for at få bøn.
But if you're going through difficult things,
men hvis du går igennem svære ting,
and you just need God's comfort,
og du bare har brug for Guds trøst,
his presence that brings peace,
hans nærvær der giver fred,
we also pray for that.
Så vil vi også bede for det.
So we're going to do that in a moment.
Så det vil vi gøre med et øjeblik.
But first.
Men først.
A few personal things.
Nogle få personlige ting.
Individuals.
Til nogle individer.
Just so we don't forget.
Så vi ikke glemmer det.
So the two Silases.
De to Silaser.
I want us to pray for you guys.
Jeg vil gerne bede for jer.
In the worship, I was not encouraged or reminded. I can't think of the exact word.
Under lovsangen blev jeg opmuntret.
But I wanted to say this.
Men jeg har lyst til at sige det her.
That there is a promise over this church.
At der er et løfte over den her kirke.
Or over you guys or whoever.
Over jer og hvem end.
That significant things would happen with the next generation here.
At der vil ske store ting med den næste generation her.
And the thing that is lacking is resources.
Og det der mangler er ressourcer.
That is people.
Det er folk.
But that is physical resources.
Det er fysiske ressourcer.
And what I felt so strongly to declare over you guys.
Og det jeg vil proklamere over jer, gutter.
That there will be no lack.
Er at der ikke vil mangle noget.
Of provision for what God wants to do.
Men det som Gud han vil gøre.
And it is going to be miraculous.
Og det kommer til at være mirakuløst.
Could you guys stand up?
Kan I to rejse op?
Because it's two different things.
For det er forskellige ting, to forskellige
ting. So Silas for you in Bible college.
Så Silas med dig på bibelskole.
You know, there's some big steps for you to take.
Der er nogle store skridt for dig at tage.
And I know you're excited.
Og jeg ved, du er begejstret.
But you're probably also like, how is that going to happen?
Men du er nok også sådan, hvordan kommer det til at ske?
How can I afford this?
Hvordan kan jeg have råd til det?
How am I going to live from that?
Hvordan skal jeg leve fra det?
Where am I going to live? What am I going to do? What am I going to pay for?
Hvor skal jeg bo? Hvad skal jeg gøre? Hvad skal jeg betale for?
And what I want to prophesy over you is just miracle provision.
Og det jeg vil profetere over dig er mirakel.
Can you stretch out your hands?
Kan du række dine hænder ud?
Yeah, one of the miracles that God has done for me often.
En af de mirakler Gud ofte har gjort for mig.
Is that out of really unusual places.
At ud fra steder jeg ikke havde regnet med det.
Money has come.
Er der kommet penge?
And it was interesting because on the way here, driving to Aalborg.
Og det var interessant, da jeg kørte her til Aalborg.
I stopped into a fuel station to just grab a drink and something to eat.
Stoppede jeg på en tankstation for at få noget at spise og drikke.
And I came to the counter and my phone wouldn't work.
Og jeg kom frem og skulle til at betale, og min telefon ville ikke virke.
Clicking on the button so I could bring the card up.
Jeg klikkede på knapperne så jeg kunne bringe kortet frem.
Did I tell you the story?
Har jeg fortalt dig historien? Nej.
I didn't see initially, but there was this guy standing next to me.
Jeg så det ikke til at starte med, men der var en fyr der stod ved siden af mig.
And he would have been about your age, and he was dressed in a Danish army uniform.
Og han var omkring din alder i noget militærtøj.
And it all happened so quickly.
Og det hele skete så hurtigt.
But the dude just bleep, paid for the whole thing and left.
Men fyren betalte bare for det hele og smuttede.
And I was just like,
og jeg var bare sådan,
that's what I'm meant to be doing.
Det er det jeg burde gøre.
Maybe he's a Christian, but I'm like, I'm a Christian. That's my trick.
Måske er han kristen, men jeg er en kristen. Det er min ting.
And I'm thinking, what are you trying to show me here, God?
Og jeg var sådan, hvad vil du vise mig, Gud?
But I just feel like there's a theme over you and over the church.
Men jeg føler, der er et tema over dig og kirken.
That out of unusual, miraculous places.
At ud fra steder, vi ikke havde regnet med det.
Things are going to be covered.
Kommer det til at være der?
There's going to be bills paid.
Regninger skal være betalt.
Money for trips and travel.
Penge
and
til rejser.
Place to live.
Et sted at bo.
Food to eat.
Mad at spise.
Paddle tennis to play.
Paddle tennis at spille.
I don't know. Let's pray over Silas.
Lad os bede for Silas.
I just pray right now in Jesus' name.
Jeg beder lige nu i Jesu navn.
That you will bless him.
At du må velsigne ham.
God, give him faith.
Gud, giv ham tro.
God, that he wouldn't hesitate.
At han ikke skal vente.
To put you in the calling first.
Til at putte dig i kaldet først.
And to take whatever decisions are necessary.
Og til at tage enhver beslutning.
So that your work will be done.
Så dit arbejde vil blive gjort.
That your kingdom will be established in the young generation.
At dit rige må komme til den unge generation.
Here in Aalborg and Nordjylland.
Her i Aalborg og Nordjylland.
Across Denmark.
Omkring Danmark.
And we release right now.
Og vi forløser lige nu.
Miracles of provision.
Mirakler om det vi har brug for.
That all kinds of money and blessings would just come.
At enhver slags penge og ting må bare komme.
At the right time.
På det rigtige tidspunkt.
The exact moment.
På det tidspunkt.
I thank you that it's going to be a testimony of his ministry.
Tak, at det må blive et vidnesbyrd om et tjeneste,
hvad
du gør.
And it's going to be one of the vehicles where he testifies about your goodness.
Og det bliver en af de måder, hvor han kan vidne om din godhed.
He will have faith in practical things, which you give him faith for spiritual things.
Må du give ham tro i praktiske ting og i åndelige ting.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray for this Silas.
Jeg beder for den her Silas.
God, I just declare,
Gud, jeg proklamerer,
that you will send an army,
at du må sende en hær,
of people,
af folk,
who are ready,
som er klar,
to serve,
til at tjene,
the right people,
de rigtige folk,
who can take responsibility,
som kan tage ansvar,
who understand what it is you want to do, God,
som forstår hvad det er du vil gøre, Gud,
who can see the vision like Silas sees it,
som kan se visionen ligesom Silas kan,
and they can bring strength to it,
og som kan bringe styrke til
they
det,
they can bring color to it,
bringe farve til det.
They can bring new edges to it.
Bringe nye kanter, nye vinkler.
And God, I thank you that it'll happen quicker.
Og vi beder for det måske hurtigere.
Than maybe some people are comfortable with.
End nogle er trygge med.
But God, you are going to restore the years.
At Gud, du må genopbygge de år.
That the locust has eaten.
Som insekterne har spist.
So we just speak this over Silas. We speak it over the church.
Vi taler det over Silas og kirken.
We call in børnekirke arbejde.
Vi beder for børnekirkearbejdet.
God, I don't know why I said that in Danish.
Jeg ved ikke, hvorfor jeg sagde det i dansk.
For worshippers, for production people.
For lovsang, produktion.
For greeters.
For mødeteamet.
For small group leaders.
For gruppeledere.
For people who have a burden for evangelism in their everyday.
Folk, der har en byrde for evangelisation hver dag.
Everything.
Alting.
That you need to do through this church.
Alt du vil gøre igennem den her kirke.
We release it in Jesus' name.
Vi forløser vi i Jesu navn.
Thank you, God.
Tak, Gud.
Thank you, God. Can we all stand up?
Kan vi alle rejse os op?
If you feel comfortable with it.
Hvis du føler dig tryg i det.
Could you lift your hands to heaven?
Kan du så løfte dine hænder til himlen?
I just want to ask
jeg vil gerne spørge,
that the Holy Spirit would come
Helligånden om at komme,
right now
lige nu,
in a personal way
på en personlig måde,
for each and every single one of us.
Til hver enkelt af os.
Holy Spirit, come.
Helligånden kom.
In a special, unique
på en
way.
Speciel, unik måde.
For every individual.
Til et hvert individ.
God, you know what it is.
Gud, du ved hvad det er.
What we wrestle with.
Hvad det er, vi kæmper med.
What we long for.
Hvad vi længes efter.
What we need wisdom for.
Hvad vi har brug for visdom til.
God, I pray you would push aside all distractions.
Gud, vi beder for, at du må fjerne enhver forhindring.
Whether it's thoughts that race in our minds.
Om det er tanker, der er i vores sind.
Or whether it's doubt.
eller om det er tvivl.
And doubt is okay.
Og tvivl er okay.
But God, I pray that your voice would shout louder.
Men Gud, jeg beder for din stemme må råbe højere.
And meet us in that doubt.
Og mød os i den tvivl.
Whatever it is that consumes our mind, God.
Uanset hvad der er der i vores sind, Gud.
Just come and minister.
Så kom og tjen til os.
And God, for people who need comfort right now.
Og for folk der har brug for trøst lige nu.
Prince of Peace.
Prinsen af fred.
Prince of Peace, come.
Fredsfyrste, kom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Shall we worship for a moment?
Skal vi tilbe?